Hi, both of you. Last time, when Yao Ming win the game, he make a joke. He say he hope the Blazer don't change, then they can win easy again. But apparently, everybody see your attitude and you win. And so how do you feel? How do you feel any change from yourself, from your team?
Yeah, I feel like we adjusted well tonight. But the biggest thing is our bigs were physical with them. We rotated different guys, LaMarcus, Greg, Joel, and just gave them different looks, double-teamed them when we had to, and just really try to attack them offensively, get them in foul trouble, and we were successful with that tonight.
Brandon, you mentioned attacking offensively, and it seemed like that was the case tonight. I mean, more going to the basket and better luck at also drawing a foul tonight.
Yeah, last game I shot one free throw tonight. I think I shot 12, so... You know, I felt I was aggressive last game. Just tonight, you know, everybody came out aggressive. And, you know, we had our guards taking shots that we normally take. LaMarcus did a great job of dominating the paint, you know, not only scoring but rebounding the basketball. So it's what we needed. You know, me and LaMarcus are the captains of the team, and we wanted to try to lead by example tonight. And, you know, this is our first playoff win, so we're pretty excited about it.
LaMarcus, it was night and day, your performance last game versus this game. What was your mindset heading into this game?
Just trying to be more confident. You know, I think last game they had some schemes that had me thinking too much, but I think tonight, you know, I just took my shot. You know, I think whatever they gave me, you know, I just took it. Whereas last game, I was trying to force things.
You had indicated you were probably going to wind up shooting more from the outside. So yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, because I think they do have a great job of closing down the paint. You know, I think last game, every time I drove, you know, Coach showed me it was four or five guys like that. So I think tonight, you know, I just took my jump shot more.
Marcus, can you just talk about now going to Texas and really with a win, you can take home court advantage right back?
Yeah, I think this game was huge for us, confidence. And I think, you know, everything's going to carry over to the game in Houston. And now we know what we got to build. You know, we got to be physical with these guys and, you know, play with confidence.
Brandon, can you talk about Odin's putback dunk and what that did for your guys' confidence? It really seemed to get the crowd going, tied the game at that point, and you guys took off from there.
Yeah, that was a big play for us because, you know, last game, we didn't get any offensive rebounds, it seemed like. It seemed like they just controlled the boards, gave us one shot and done. And tonight, that was big because I shot it short, and, you know, I felt like, man, they're going to get the board, and I thought it was a bad possession. But, you know, Greg came in, and nobody boxed him out, and I thought that was big for our confidence. You know, I thought that was a play we really needed because they started to try to lock down on D, and that was just a, you know, way to be alert by Greg.
Thank you. Brandon, when you look at your stat line, two things stand out, 42 points, but also zero turnovers. Was that something you went in thinking you got to keep control of the ball?
Yeah. You know, in the past, when I played against Ron and Shane, they do a good job of reaching and getting steals from behind on me. So, you know, last game I came in, you know, I was trying to be aware of that. And again tonight, you know, I'm trying to keep my turnovers down, not trying to give them, you know, too many extra possessions. But they are really good defenders, and they do a good job of pressuring the ball and getting hands on balls. And, you know, it was, you know, something I thought about. I wanted to, you know, make sure I took care of the ball. You know, I didn't get a lot of assists, but I felt, you know, I was aggressive getting into their paint and causing them to have to react to that.
Brandon, we've talked all season about milestones. This is a young team. Your first playoff win, can you kind of reflect on that?
We're excited about it. You know, me, LaMarcus, the rest of the guys, we kind of laughed about, like, man, it's hard winning games in the playoffs, and it takes a lot of work. But I'm glad we're able to get this experience now, and we finally got a win, and we know what it takes to win in the playoffs. You got to give it 110% every game. You know, Houston's not going to let up. And I think tonight we finally matched that intensity, and we know what it takes now. So now we have to, you know, take this on the road, which will be even harder.
Same question as I asked LaMarcus about going to Texas now 1-1 with a chance to really, you know, an opportunity to get back home court advantage.
Yeah, we got, you know, two games there, and we're going to take it one game at a time. And Friday is going to be a huge game for us to try to go back and get home court advantage. But, you know, more than that, it's just going to be a game that we really need. We need to go out on the road and show, you know, ourselves that we can play well on the road in the playoffs, because every game's not going to be a home game for us. But we did a good job of bouncing back tonight, and we look forward to going into Houston on Friday and trying to play well.
Any last questions? Please raise your hand. This will be the last question.
Either one of you guys, can you just talk about the combination of Odin and Prisbilla and at the same time, and what kind of problems you think you present for them?
No, I mean, I think, you know, having those two guys in is big for us. You know, I think 2 7-footers at the same time is huge. You know, we were trying to front y'all and bring the other big baseline, I think, you know, that's a bigger trap than, you know, me and Greg or me and, you know, me and Joel. So we felt like with those two guys, you know, we can close down the paint.
Thanks, gentlemen. Next up in the